Cats may be cute, but they can also be dangerous. Research suggests house cats and strays together kill billions of birds every year. With that in mind, bird and wildlife conservationists and feral cat advocates have teamed up to host an annual tour of Portland Catios. That's catio with a C. It's an enclosed outdoor patio for cats. Advocates say it's the perfect way to let a house cat enjoy the outdoors without getting into trouble. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Perfita took this year's catio tour, which is jointly hosted by the Audubon Society and the Feral Cat Coalition. She sends this audio postcard.
We have a bird feeder out here in the water fountain. They just, the birds come here all day long and they just watch it.
Yeah, it's like having a big screen on TV.
My name is Stanley Held. We're looking at an outdoor catio. It's an outdoor enclosure that I built for our two cats so that they could have outdoor time but be safe and not have to worry about them outside with dogs and cars. And they get their outdoor experience, but they're limited. It's got two different levels to it, so they can be on the ground and chew grasses. They can get up high and sprawl out in the sun. And then there's a window that goes into the basement. One of the windows has a pet door in it so that we can control their access to and fro. We get squirrels and we get birds that come into the backyard, and I don't want our cats to become killers. So the cats can watch the birds, watch the squirrels and birds can watch them, but they're separated and everybody's safe. You can see her, there she is. She's chewing on the grass right now. That's Samantha. That's the mom cat. She's eating a blue fescue grass. She loves it. Karen, Samantha's out. You're a good girl, Sammy.
You're a happy baby.
Good girl.
Oh,
yeah, she says, I enjoy this.
My name is Karen Krause. I'm the executive director of the Feral Cat Coalition of Oregon. Today is our fourth annual catio tour. It's a tour of eight catios. We have four on the east side, one of them on a houseboat or floating home on the Willamette, and three of them in southwest Portland. This is a record year. We had over 1,200 people sign up for this tour. We do a survey after each one of these, and 75% of the folks on the tour are interested in building one. If we can keep more cats from free roaming, fewer cats will become feral or stray. Letting a cat free roam outdoors, things can certainly happen to the kitty. At the same time, the cat can prey on wildlife. We're the first cat group that's working directly with a bird group on finding a solution. It's really nice to think about having a way that you could keep your cat from free roaming, and a catio is a great idea.
My name is Matt Freeland.
I'm Lisa Freeland. We have two cats that really seem to want to be outside with us when we are sitting outside, and so we thought it would be a good idea to sort of see what some of our options are and some of the designs and see if there's something that we could do to our own home. So
we have a covered pergola. We're trying to go out and get some ideas in terms of some different designs that maybe we don't use that entire space, but you know.
Right. Yeah. Just some options. So right now we have a screened windows, and so we open up the window and they just sit right on the sill and look out the screen quite consistently. Right. I mean, they kind of really like it. So.
And crying because they're not sitting with us.
You know, yeah,
so.
Exactly. So
you know, wintertime, come home from work, sit down, read the newspaper, cat jumps on your lap. But in the summertime, we're outside.
Yeah.
And the cats can't be with us.
We have some cats in the neighborhood that are kind of feisty.
And we know our youngest cat would just go bird crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Primarily, it's just to allow him to get outside a little bit and kind of get a new experience for him.
Yeah.
So is what we're really looking for.
Yeah.
So.